Estevan. Estevan City Council approved a trio of 5 G-cell towers during its meeting on July 17. One is at the Hillside Playpark, the next is adjacent to McDonald Road, and the third is near the 1100 block on 4th Street. All three will replace existing 4G towers. The tower on 4th Street would be 50 meters in height and will be closer to the street than the existing tower, while the others will be 40 meters tall. All three towers are larger than their predecessors. Once they are finished, Land Development Services Manager Richard Neufeld said he has been told there wouldn't be further proposals within city limits for the next decade. For the Hillside Tower, Neufeld said the city received questions regarding health impacts and data security. The city does not have jurisdiction to make decisions on these fronts. The McDonald Road Tower received concerns about liability in case the structure collapses, as well as slope stability and impact on property values. A letter for the 4th Street Tower expressed concern about 5G technology. Neufeld also pointed out coordination would be needed when the towers are installed. Building official Shay Voleski has resigned, effective July 7. Voleski said he is thankful for the opportunity and for the staff at City Hall for their support while he was learning the role, but the cost of living in today's economy forced him to seek other employment, which he believes is in the best interests of his family. The Estevan Pickleball Club's request to increase the number of courts was tabled to 2024 budget deliberations. In a correspondence to council, it was noted pickleball is the fastest-growing sport in North America, and it promotes physical fitness, and it encourages competitiveness in a welcoming social manner to people of all ages and abilities. The local club started with 10 members in 2019, the majority of whom were seniors. Now they have athletes ranging in age from their late teens to their 70s. They have 40 registered members. Consequently, they need more than 2 permanent courts. Our club has enacted a temporary solution where we manually chalk court lines and set up portable nets to allow us to utilize 4 courts. However, this must be done almost each time that our club meets, as the lines disappear due to wear and/or weather. Our temporary solution, in addition to providing additional courts, allows us to play with regulation height nets. The club was seeking $4,000 for line painting. The courts are shared with tennis club, and tennis nets are traditionally 2 inches higher than pickleball counterparts. Norm Mack, who recently retired from his role as the manager of Public Works Road and Drainage, has been named to the Development Appeals Board. Neufeld noted the city had 2 vacancies on the board, and an appeal is on file. Due to a conflict of interest for a board member, the city did not have enough members to achieve quorum. Council approved an application for a daycare to be located at the Estevan Church of God's Gymnasium. Neufeld said no outdoor activity area is planned as part of the permit. The daycare would be open before and after school, and during the summer months. Parking and services would be provided through the building. Neufeld noted adjoining landowners were contacted as part of the development permit referral process. The only inquiry he received was about an outdoor playground. Coun. Shelley Viroba wanted to know if there would be issues with the addition of an outdoor space once the permit is approved. If it is to be used by kids for the entire summer, she believes they would eventually want to go outside. Neufeld said if they wanted to add a playground, it would require a permit. There's lots of room on that property, said Neufeld. The individual who called, asking about the playground, didn't say they were opposed to the playground. Council approved a single detached dwelling to be constructed for 801 Valley Street. The existing home is to be removed. No objections were received from adjacent landowners. 7 building permits worth $378,000 were issued in July, bringing the total for the year to 19 permits worth nearly $1.17 million. One was a commercial permit worth $300,000, one was a garage for $30,000, and 5 were miscellaneous worth $48,900.